Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We got a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, we're going to have author of Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0. The astounding Rob Regish on. We're doing an Ask the Experts corner here. Several people have sent lots of questions in for Rob, and we figured we needed to honor their wishes and discuss the answers on today's show. We're also going to have a special guest on during the first 10 minutes, Gareth Denyer. As I recall, he's a longtime listener of the show as well as a strength and conditioning coach. And then later, during the second hour, Dr. Jared Scowron, a fan favorite, naturopath, author of 101 Natural Remedies for Your Child. He's going to be talking about how to pick the proper supplements and vitamins for children. I think that all of us can agree that the Flintstone vitamins of yesteryear are not effective. And kids need more supplementation because their bodies are growing at such a rapid rate. So we'll talk about that later in the show. So let's get right to it. Welcome back to the show, Rob Regish. How are you?
Doing great, Carl. How about you?
Good. And Gareth, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Good. Okay, Gareth, what state are you in?
We're in here, down here, Texas.
Ah, Texas. You know what? Texas occupies such a large area of the map now that pretty much everybody either lives in Texas or lives near Texas. You know,
so there
you
go. It's a country, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is. Big enough to be.
Yeah. Anyway, so the reason we have you on first is because we actually invoked a story last time Rob was on the show. He talked about this strength and conditioning coach who works with student athletes. Now, what group of athletes do you work with? How old are the kids that you're training?
Well, we work with anywhere from 12 to 18. I work up particularly with football players down here in Texas. High school football is very popular, and with that, there's a huge emphasis on strength and conditioning here. And so I started using Rob's program a few weeks back with about five of my boys, three of which are actually going to be going to go play at a Big D1 program. And we started using the program about 4 weeks ago and saw pretty good, really actually a great success with each and every one of them.
Now I have to believe that you probably follow a lot of the information that's coming out of the College of Sports Science and the Strength and Conditioning Coaches Associations and so on. And you get a lot of this information. When you look at that stuff that's coming out of the academia side of strength conditioning and exercise physiology, and you look at the blueprint, is there similarities, or is Rob's blueprint just so far out of the box?
I think it's out of the box. That's why I liked it so much. You know, I've been doing this for 18 years, and it was kind of an awakening because it's so different from what I've seen in the past. And it's kind of funny. You know, it's one of the things with strength training and conditioning. You think you learn one thing, and then the next thing you know, you realize you don't know anything because there's just so much information. Everything is so progressive. And with Rob's information, I mean, with Rob's book, it really kind of took me back because his approach is just so different from what I'm used to.
You think that's a fair assessment when I say that Rob, the blueprint is actually like Google for fitness and exercise, because Rob gathers, he does all the heavy lifting, he gathers all of the information and brings it together and shows you how to stack these techniques together to get the best results from them. Is that a fair assessment?
Definitely. definitely.
Yeah. Now,
definitely.
Go ahead.
Well, it's just, I guess also too is that Rob has done his, he's done a lot of studying on what works and what doesn't. And then that's the thing is putting in the time to do that. Because a lot of this is process elimination.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, when you started to look at the blueprint, mm-hmm. were you not necessarily skeptical, but because of what you do, you train young athletes, so you actually have to be more conservative and yes. filter out anything that is marginally questionable, because you know these are young athletes, and there's a greater degree of responsibility that you hold than somebody who's just a personal trainer in a public gym. When you look through the book. Were you skeptical at first? Like, how is this really going to advance strength and conditioning in my gym when I'm already doing all these other things that are supposed to be the gold standard for strength and conditioning?
Well, I think when I first heard about Rob on your show, I was questioning it because I guess if you're in the industry long enough, I think everyone becomes so skeptical.
Yeah.
The more and more research I did and then just obviously, just contacting Rob and, when you first get in touch with him I felt a good vibe from him, and you could tell that he was knowledgeable.
He's sincere. Rob is sincere to a fault, probably.
Yes. I agree with that.
Yeah. Considering what's out there in this day and age, in the industry. But yeah, he's very, very sincere. So give me some success stories. Tell me about some students that you first of all, when you introduced this to the students, did you say, look, we're going to be trying something new. Are you in or you out? Or did you just say, hey, we're going to just do this?
Well, what I first did, just from reading the Muscle Blueprint, I started incorporating his training techniques without even telling them, because I just wanted to see firsthand. For my experimental purposes. And what we did first was just started stripping down the volume, because the boys train at other gyms, or I should say in the high school, and they do a lot of volume and they move very quickly. So what we did was strip down the volume, actually find core movements that I found effective, and actually started using what Rob suggested, dumbbell pullovers, Russian step ups, and just started off with that, and then moved away from more of that traditional style of bodybuilding, high volume, move really quick and very little rest between sets. And then when I got after that, I saw those techniques working alone, and then I grabbed about five different boys. 17, 18 years of age, and we started using the German loading pattern. And we started that about 4 weeks ago. One of my boys, he's an Oklahoma State commit. He increased his bench press by 25 pounds in less than six workouts.
I know you were impressed with that. Was he impressed with that?
Yes, yeah. Yes. And they were skeptical because, you tell someone that because, anyone who's with lifting experience, as you approach, 300 pounds, especially with teenage athletes on the bench press, to just even make 10 pounds of an increase is difficult.
Yeah.
And that's what we saw, though, for the Oklahoma State commit. He was benching 260. Yesterday we benched 285. He almost got 290. And now, like I said, within less than 4 weeks.
Wow.
And then my Iowa State commit, he went from 300 to 325. And then I also have another boy. He's actually a preferred walk-on at Tulsa. He went from 295 to 310.
Wow!
So
this is really outstanding. I know it's
yeah.
Amazing.
I mean, and like I said, these are teenage athletes, and what makes it that they're not powerlifters. I mean, that's what people have to understand is that obviously there are people out there stronger, but to be strong and athletic. And, play the sport of football, that's another
Yeah,
story.
This is just one facet of what they have to do. This is not, they're not specializing in these moves,
yes, sir.
Obviously. So that's a big difference.
Yes, sir.
No, you're absolutely.
Yes,
and plus, they're teenagers. I keep thinking about
exactly.
them. Like, these are teenagers. These are kids like we were when we were in high school.
That's right.
Putting up outstanding amounts of weight. I mean, it's really impressive. So will you migrate more and more of the blueprint into your program in the upcoming year?
Oh, definitely. Definitely, it's one of the things where I've actually started using it myself. I had some time off, and it actually was good for me because just from reading Rob's book, I started evaluating, you know, all my lifts because, you know, everyone, you always, I think most people, they hone in on that one lift and you just keep on doing it and you keep on grinding it out. And I think, you know, it provides a lot of, wear and tear on the body. And, I decided just to back off my volume completely and just, you know, just focus on deadlift and dumbbell pullovers.
It's amazing. You know, the pullover, it was, what's his name, Rob, the guy who invented Nautilus. Arthur Jones used to call the pullover the squat for the upper body. I found that. Mm-hmm. Rob first told me that, and then when I read Randy Roach's book, it says it right in there. Mm-hmm. So it's an amazing movement that people ignore.
Completely. And it's actually, that's what was funny is that reading Rob's book, these are movements I haven't deadlifted probably since I was, probably mid-20s. And so it's been that long ago. I can't remember the last time I did a dumbbell pullover until I started reading Rob's book.
Yeah.
And then now that's all that I'm doing, and I'm seeing greater success and faster results in the past 3 weeks than I have since, you know, I can't remember since when.
Well, the last question that I want to ask you is about nutrition. I think it's a little hard. It's easy for you to provide edicts for training, but it's got to be harder for you to provide edicts for nutrition, especially some of the edicts in the blueprint, because they would probably appear radical or even zealot-like to some of the parents. Have you been able to convey any of the nutritional protocols to them?
You know, the boys that I train, boy, they get slammed by me because, you know, they eat so poorly.
Yeah.
I try my best to and make them try to understand the importance of eating. But I remember at that age, too, I was very stubborn. I thought there was some holy grail work out there that was going to make me huge, or some supplement that was going to make me huge.
Right.
And so it's one of those things. I think with time they'll understand, and as they grow mature, they'll understand the importance of nutrition. But I do my best, and I think some of them do get it. But it also at the same time, I remember at that age, I was very naive, and I understand that it does take some maturity to understand the importance of nutrition.
Yeah.
Because it's a slow process. And, you know, you get a young teenager who wants it now. You know, it's hard for
them
to understand.
Well, think about this. I'm actually in the process of writing my first book, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when I think about nutrition, you know, when you're a child, a young child, you ascertain what is critical and important in life by the way your parents react to those things. So in other words, if you're like 6 years old and you go underneath the sink where the caustics are kept, you know, your parents, oh, no, you know, get out of here, get out of here. They jump, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or if you try to do something that is dangerous, you know, your mom will, you know, get away from there. What are you, crazy? But when it comes to food, a kid can go into the refrigerator and eat 6 Hot Pockets back to back, and the parents are like, oh, you know, he's a grown boy. And it's like, if your parents went, wait a minute, what are you doing? Then the kids would get the message like, wait a minute, food really has like an effect. But they don't get that. Kids don't get food has an effect.
No.
At all.
No.
And that's part of that's the beginning. That's the first domino in the problem. And the reason they don't get that is because the medical orthodoxy, the mainstream media, and the parents believe that really food has no effect. And it's everybody's blindly getting fatter and sicker. You know, it's so funny. It's like the guy who's doing drugs and he's going, I don't know why I can't find the job. And it's like, well, wait a minute. Maybe it's because you're stoned all the time. It's like people are eating and they're going, I eat healthy. I don't understand why I'm 275 pounds. Well, maybe it's what you're eating. You know, it's like they just don't get it. And kids are in there. So if the parents would start freaking out when the kids eat crap, the kids would go, wait, maybe what I put in my mouth is really important. And then it would be easier for you to do your job because the seeds would have been planted already.
Oh, I agree. I ruffle a few feathers by saying some things because, you know, you see what the parents tell the kids, you know, don't do drugs, don't have unprotected sex, but it's okay to eat, you know, eat yourself to death.
Yeah.
And
why not? Because the parents are, you know, too, you know. So
yeah. So that's what I mentioned to them.
So
the parents,
so
you're right.
So as far as you're concerned, from a very serious training standpoint, I mean, you're responsible to get these kids prepared to make it into good colleges and play good football. Mm-hmm. The blueprint is a thumbs up for you.
Yes, very much so. 2 thumbs up.
Yeah. All right. Listen, Gareth, we have to take a break. I want to thank you for taking time out of your day to come on the show today and talk about that. Okay.
Thank you, Carl. I appreciate it.
All right, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to do question and answer session with Rob Regish. We have all your questions, and he has all your answers. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0 plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard to find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine. And no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Okay, ask the expert. That's not me. It's Rob Regish. Many of you have been sending questions in, too many to cover on the roundtable discussion, and more importantly, these questions were directed to Rob, and I don't want to eat up time on the roundtable discussion answering these questions, so we're doing it in this special segment today called Ask the Expert. Rob, where do you want to start with this? There's been a lot, I mean, just so much information. Even over at Anabolic Minds, people were like, we want to know more about ephedra. Ephedra raises blood pressure. I hear Rob talking about ephedra all the time. Are you getting a lot of requests about information about ephedra?
Yeah, right off the bat, I got a ton of questions related to ephedrine and ephedra. And I'll be more than happy to address those because... You know, you're talking to a guy who's been using it for about 20 years.
Now, a lot of people said that was reckless of you.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people are going to be surprised at some of the following information.
Okay, so let's go with that.
Okay, first out of the gate, the short answer is this. Ephedrine and ephedra, the herbal equivalent usually sourced from the genus Ma Huang or Cedocordifolia, has been shown to be both safe and effective when used as directed. And that is not just my opinion. That is backed up by medical studies done not only overseas, but also here in the United States by researchers from Harvard and Columbia University. And, you know, as a setup, I think I sent you these studies yesterday just to prove that I wasn't blowing smoke. Ephedrine is as safe as you can reasonably expect it to be for its intended purpose. And it is still available for purchase in the United States behind the counter at most pharmacies and by mail order. And it is, the bottom line, the most effective fat loss agent in existence to date.
But what about the idea that the notion that the mainstream media popularizes that this can raise blood pressure to unhealthy levels?
It is true. There's a grain of truth in the uninitiated, meaning the first couple times you use it, it can raise blood pressure in those that are susceptible to it. Now, we should also put that in perspective. Blood pressure is, you know, high blood pressure is nothing to sneeze at. No, I'm certainly not suggesting that. But your blood pressure can rise just by looking at a pretty girl that walks by.
Right.
You know, people need to put that in perspective. The real issue is this. Ephedrine was introduced to the sports nutrition market in this country in the late 1980s by AST Research, an outfit run by Paul Dalia. The trade name of the product was Dimetadrine 25. 25
right.
milligrams of ephedrine, pure ephedrine hydrochloride, the pharmaceutical.
Right.
Subsequently, the herb, Ma Huang, or Cedocordifolia, in the form of an 8% extract, was also sourced for ephedrine alkaloids, combined with caffeine and further popularized by Bill Phillips' Natural Supplement Review, which I don't know if you remember, it was just a little pink softcover book. You know, bottom line, when it got in the hands of the general public, it worked. There was nothing subtle about this. It's ping, 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 ricochet rabbit.
you remember know? That? I remember that one. That's good.
There was a very pronounced increase in energy level. But more importantly, it reduced appetite and repartitioned nutrients, burned up to three times as much body fat, and, as an added bonus, people did not lose muscle tissue. And again, that was validated in multiple scientific studies. Now, the problem became when use exploded far beyond bodybuilding and weight training and poured over into other sports like baseball, football, and you know, everything from junior high on the way up to the pros. And there were some people that used it irresponsibly. The government, seeing this, proclaimed it dangerous. Which,
well, okay,
by the way,
so what resulted from irresponsible use? Were there any deaths?
There was one very highly publicized death, Corey Springer. I don't know if you remember him. I think he was a pro football player or baseball player. The bottom line, though, was he was dehydrated. He was horribly dehydrated. He was trying to make weight
He probably had an electrolyte imbalance that precipitated an arrhythmia or something like that.
Exactly. And just to give folks perspective, when the government was just rabid. They kept trying to ban it, The public pushed it back. But they were relentless. So what did they do? They commissioned their puppet Rand Commission to perform a study. And guess what the study found? The study found that this stuff is dangerous. We need to save the children. Well, if you read the study close enough, one of the deaths attributed to ephedra was a decapitation.
Well, sure, because the guy he felt so good, because ephedra makes you feel really good. He felt so good, he thought, you know what, this probably won't hurt.
And his head blew off. No, what happened was he took some ephedra, got into a car, was involved in a car accident, and was decapitated. agitated. Yeah. Believe it or not, they use that and tack that on and attributed that to ephedra.
Okay. So when did aspirin get introduced? I remember back in the days on Avant Labs board, the go-to stack was caffeine, ephedra, and aspirin. What did the aspirin do in the mix?
You know, originally it was thought that the aspirin added quite a bit, and I can't recall if it was extending duration of action or, you know, increasing blood flow, which it probably did because it thins the blood. But subsequently, in further studies, it was shown that aspirin really didn't add a lot to it. And in fact, if you weigh the safety to, you know, potential improvement profile, it's really not there. So, you know, formulas after that largely included just ephedrine and caffeine. And the optimal ratio between those two to burn fat and retain muscle was found to be 10 to 1, meaning, let's say, 10 milligrams of ephedrine or ephedra alkaloids and 100 milligrams of caffeine.
And didn't this have almost a clenbuterol-like effect? Because it is a beta-adrenergic receptor agonist, just like clenbuterol, right?
It was actually, in my opinion, and I've talked to a lot of people who have used both, in my opinion, it was superior to clenbuterol, because if you study clenbuterol...
Clenbuterol can destroy the heart over time, right?
It has adverse effects on the heart, but more importantly, it fits the receptor like a glove, which sounds good, but the reality is, in 2 weeks, the effects of clenbuterol petered out to almost nothing.
That's right. That's right.
Because ephedrine is not a perfect fit at the receptor level, you will continue to enjoy the benefits of ephedrine, which include things such as increased energy, more body fat burned, more muscle retained, and one of the other huge benefits that's little talked about is it has a very positive impact on your HDL, high-density lipoprotein, or good cholesterol levels.
Really?
As reference, the labs that I last ran, the upper level of the range for HDLs was 40. Mine were 84.
Yeah, that's great.
Now, I do, you know, do a lot of work on cardio and diet, but I'll also be the first to tell you, you know, with a six-year-old son, I've indulged in some fatty fat sugar tag team affairs that I shouldn't have. So, you know, ephedrine, these are merits that ephedrine, the general public is not privy to because the press parrots a lot of what they hear in the media, and in fact, doctors do as well.
Now, what about the fact that you said that the uninitiated effects are quite often an elevation in blood pressure? What if you kind of do a reverse titration? If let's say you start out with 2.5 or 5 milligrams, and you do that for a few days, then you increase it maybe, and then you do that for a few days. Does that mitigate the blood pressure elevation, or are you going to get the high blood pressure for a while no matter what you do?
No, you know, you're spot on there, because early on a lot of the tabs were 25 milligrams. I can even recall 30 milligram tabs in some cases. There was a prescription 50 milligram tab. But you're absolutely right. You use common sense. You start with a lower dose. There are 8 milligram tabs now on the market. I think I've seen as low as 5 milligrams. And you use a modest amount of caffeine to assess your tolerance. It will hit harder on an empty stomach than it will with food. That's another, you know, trick, if you will.
Yeah, if you want to blunt it a little bit, take it with food then, I guess.
Exactly. So, you know, it boils down to responsible use. But the fact of the matter is the medical community themselves has published peer-reviewed studies demonstrating that not only the synthetic ephedrine, but also the herbal equivalent ephedra and its alkaloids plus caffeine is safe and effective. And I don't know if they're not reading their own medical journals, or more likely, Big Pharma is not making a lot of money.
Well, of course, that was the suspicion when ephedra first was targeted by the government, that it was an effective fat loss product. And at that time, they were starting to introduce more and more prescription fat loss drugs. And there was always rumor that the reason that ephedra was targeted is because it did work and it was over the counter. And the pharmaceutical industry could not partake in the profitability. Right. So, who knows? You know, at this point in time. But in your summation, you're not being irresponsible by using it when you use it sensibly.
Right. And the final point I'll make is this, just to show how devious they can be. They greatly limited your access and my access to ephedra products and ephedrine products in 2005. How'd they do it? They tacked it on to the USA Patriot Act.
Really?
Yes, they did. And they referred to it as the Methamphetamine Control Act of 2005. You can look that up online. I think I also sent you some information.
You did. I didn't look at the PDF yet, but you did. Yeah.
But it's a good illustration for those listening of just how sneaky the government can be when they want to go after one of our favorite nutraceuticals, including the all-natural herb.
Yeah, that's something. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll shift gears. We've got lots of questions supplied by listeners for Rob Regish to answer. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. Most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0 plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Rob Regish this hour. Later in the show, Dr. Jared Skowron
we'll be discussing supplements and vitamins for children, plus the ever-increasing amount of arsenic in food that reaches our children. Rob, what is the next top question that you get? I know you sent me a list of them, but I'm going to let you choose what you want to address next.
Well, I got a question from Amir Rosick on my Facebook page. He wanted a little more in-depth understanding on the benefits of beta-alanine and creatine. So I'll cover that one real quick. The short answer is these are two extremely well-researched supplements that you definitely want to experiment with or have on your training table. On training days, to make it simple, I favor 2 grams of each, taken at the same time, pre and post workout, ideally with either some insulinogenic amino acids or some carbohydrates, as there is some evidence that beta-alanine too, like creatine, the uptake can be improved by an insulin response. Recall, insulin is a storage hormone, so that makes sense to me. The usual too long answer. with respect to creatine, the question is not what does it do, the question is what doesn't it do. There's everything from, you know, protective benefits on the brain during accidents to its effects on performance enhancement in the gym. It should be on your training table in some form, either creatine monohydrate, perhaps crealkaline, or there's a creatine beta-alanine patch, I think, put out by AgeForce that I've heard a lot of good things about.
Yeah, really good stuff. I actually like that product. I sometimes forget to put it on, but when I do remember to put it on, I notice a difference.
Yeah, so the new kid on the block, though, is beta-alanine. And, since it was introduced to the sports nutrition market, it's really been positioned in one way, and it's a valid way. It increases muscle carnosine stores by combining with the essential amino acid L-histidine. And carnosine is an intracellular buffer, if you will, slowing the buildup of ions in the muscle, which delays fatigue. So, in other words, if you are training more for endurance, either with the weights or without the weights, most of the research that exists shows that you're going to see some subtle but real improvements with beta-alanine. And there's also research citing the fact that combining creatine and beta-alanine will lead to better results than if one was taken in isolation. There are 2 more points that I want to make on beta-alanine. One is, and this is from a research paper that's a little ahead of print, but the often cited minimal dose for beta-alanine is 3 grams a day.
Okay.
This paper has presented some evidence that somewhat less than that, 1.6 grams a day, still does the job, albeit it takes a little bit longer for muscle carnosine stores to increase. So people should be aware of that. It's not particularly pricey, but if you're looking to stretch your supplement supply, it looks like it can be done there. The final point is something that I'm very excited about, and I think a lot of people have missed. Beta-alanine, at least in one study, subjects who took beta-alanine alone gained nearly a kilo more of lean body mass than the folks in the placebo group who didn't take it. This is significant because it suggests that beta-alanine is involved in a mechanism of action other than just carnosine formation, or pH buffering. In fact, after looking at it very closely over the last couple of months, there are 2 other very distinct benefits to be derived from beta-alanine that I think people are missing out on. So as good as a product as it is, I think people will be more than pleased with it once they're able to get all 3 benefits versus just the pH buffering that's going on today. And I'll be speaking to that a little bit further in the future.
I got to mention something that happened to me at the Arnold. And I wasn't going to talk about this now. I was actually going to talk about it on Casual Friday. But because you are answering questions about creatine, I happened to be walking around the floor of the Arnold and walked over to the Creapure booth, which, you know, Creapure licenses their creatine for a variety of companies who want to use a highly standardized form of creatine, right?
Is that FKW out of Germany?
I believe it is. I'm actually looking for the guy's card. It says, it looks like ALZ Chem.
Okay.
Yeah, but they are out of Germany, by the way. Okay, so they had a scientist there and a representative from the company. And they were telling me about, so I said, oh, you guys manufacture CreaPure and you license it and it's, you know, creatine's an amino acid. The guy goes, no, creatine's not an amino acid. I said, well, sure it is. He goes, no, it's not. I says, no, it is. Elisa was with me. I said, are you willing to bet next year's salary on it? He goes, oh, absolutely. I go, okay. I says, what is it then? He goes, he had to get a book out and here it is. He goes, it's a nitrogenous organic acid. I said, exactly. That's an amino acid. He goes, no, that's not an amino acid. I said, yes, it is an amino acid. So finally, I didn't want to argue with the guy and I just walked away from him. But interestingly enough, on the National Institutes of Health ChemID Plus, which is the go-to place to find formulas and sources and molecular weights and everything like that, they have creatine listed as an amino acid that occurs in vertebrae tissue and in urine. And it's like it found in muscle tissue of animals. I said to the guy, oh, a nitrogenous organic acid. Nitrogenous means protein. I said, proteins are made from amino acids. It's an amino acid. He totally disagreed with me. So I have to tell you, I've lost faith in CreaPure and what they do there.
It's a combination of three amino acids.
Yes, and I said that to him. I said, actually, it's a combination of three amino acids. And then Elisa goes, what are they? And I go, I knew you would ask me that. I can't remember what they are now.
Arginine, glycine, and methionine.
Yeah, methionine, right, exactly.
So the body uses those to form creatine. And actually, back in the day, before pure creatine hit the market, there was a product that I can distinctly remember this, that was a combination of those three, and it worked.
Yeah, it was like the precursor. I remember that too. It was it would build creatine levels in your body instead of just taking frank creatine. Yeah. We have to take our next commercial break. What's the next question we're going to cover when we come back, Rob?
Well, my friend Panos Antonakos from Greece wrote, he said, I'd like a little more information about a product that I'm working on, and also, is carnitine helpful? Because that shows up quite a bit in the research, and I can see why he's asking that.
Okay, so let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about those two subjects. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal pack. Stage 1 releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it, and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage 2 is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super
Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0 plus ongoing support on The Blueprint forum to ensure your success.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Miami Sound Machine. I used to like them. We're talking with Rob Regish, answering some questions that he's been getting on the internet from past interviews. You know, if you want to have a question submitted for Rob to answer, I know there are more that we need to answer. Maybe we can squeeze one or two of them in about an example of your high-carb day or something like that. But anyway, let's go ahead and talk about the things you want to talk about now, and if we have time, we'll cover that as well.
Okay. Getting back to Panis's question, he asked twofold. He says, can you speak a little bit more about the product I'm working on, and secondly, carnitine, is it helpful? I'll just give a brief blurb on my product. It will be my first product available in about a month. The product is MassPro Synthogen, and it is so named because it is designed to accelerate the rate-limiting step in protein synthesis, which is messenger RNA translation in the ribosome. And really, you know, I looked at this and said, you know, this is the bottom line, I guess, for most supplements, right, to grow new muscle tissue.
Right.
And being the rate-limiting step in growing a new contractile muscle protein in the ribosome, why is there no formula that's comprehensively designed to address that?
Right.
So I've been working the bugs out on that, and it's in production now. I was really happy with the final formula that we arrived at, and we'll be hearing about that a little later. But with respect to carnitine, carnitine, as you know, showed up years ago and was pushed heavily by TwinLab. It's an amino acid that purported to really accelerate fat loss by assisting, you know, the fat being burned through the mitochondria. The reality is this. On a carb-based diet, it doesn't do much in the real world. However, on a ketogenic or a low-carb diet, even a cycling ketogenic diet, it falls into the same category that glycerol does. In that environment, when your body makes the switch at a cellular level to burning fat for fuel versus burning sugar or glucose, then yes, it does seem to make a measurable difference.
Yeah, so, and a lot of people compare it to using growth hormone because it seems to make the mitochondria prefer the fat substrate, but also seems to have the ability to help shuttle fat into and closer to the mitochondria. So,
right.
And we've learned a lot about mitochondria just recently, that there are tethers on the mitochondria that hold certain things in close proximity. And I'm going to be actually talking about this in the next couple of weeks because there is some evidence about how things like calcium can actually impair the mitochondria's ability to function properly. But anyway, okay, right. Now let's talk about this other question real quick. Someone asked you to give them an example what was it, a high carb or refeed day? What?
Ken Taylor posted on my Facebook page. He says, can you give me an example of the refeed meals, maybe the first two carb meals after the depletion workout? 48 hours sounds like a long time. This is a great question. I will say off the top that it does vary by individual, and that plays into a couple things. First, your age. Second, your insulin sensitivity. And third, your somatype, your body type. But let me give you my personal answer on what I do. My first step in looking at this is to establish my daily carb threshold. And given where I am now in my training and my age and my goals, that's about 300 grams a day. So on training days, what I am doing is I'm having about 80 to 100 calories of fructose just prior to the workout from a piece of fruit, you know, low glycemic Granny Smith apple. Fructose preferentially replenishes liver glycogen. That's why that is taken in. During the workout, I'm fond of using an intra-workout drink with, as you know, high molecular weight modified starches from waxy maize, ideally those amylopectins that move very rapidly through the gut, but thereafter do not, you know, spike your insulin levels terribly high during the workout.
Yeah, and, I learned that the hard way today.
Right, exactly. So, there's another 75 grams, close to 100, and then I favor about 1 hour post-workout where you're going to have your first solid food sit-down meal. Have the balance of those 300 carbs you haven't consumed yet, which would be, what, 125 or so, in the form of sweet potatoes, brown rice, chicken breast, et cetera, et cetera. So if you can picture it from a very high level, what I've done is I've taken what I know to be my carb threshold for the day, split it up into just a little bit before the workout, pre-workout, a good whack during the workout, and then within an hour afterwards when the post-workout window of opportunity is still open and glycogen synthase, that enzyme that we discussed prior, is
right,
still jumping and will store those carbohydrates as glycogen. And so if you compare and contrast that to just randomly eating carbs whenever during the day, it's light years ahead of you know, what most people do. Which leads us to Sean Buffington, the Buffer's question to me, which should be, I think, my final one. He was interested in knowing about during the day or in-day calorie cycling. Can you double the benefits from eating the majority of your food around your workout, then tapering it off the rest of the day? And he was also interested in silk amino acids. Are they worth trying out? First, let's talk about the in-day calorie cycling. The short answer to Sean's question is yes. There is huge merit in focusing your calories in and around the workout and then tapering them off gradually after the workout throughout the day. Now, you need look no further than Adelfo Cerami's blog over on Sup University, right? Professor Andrew Sup University.
Right. Subversity. Actually, you can go to subversity.com now. You don't have to do the whole blog spot thing. Professor
right.
Andrew now has that URL, subversity.com.
And the interesting thing about what Adolfo has been doing is at certain points during his training, he has not, I mean, he's, I don't want to say he's been eating like a bird, but he's not eating a lot. What he is doing is he's choosing organic foods and concentrating them in and around the workout. And folks, if you haven't seen the pictures, they speak for themselves. He's training for the wheelchair nationals, and he is as ripped and conditioned as I have ever seen anyone.
Anyone, I know. I know.
It's astounding to me. So, yes, there's much merit there. As to whether or not, you know, it's doubling the benefits, I don't know if I can say that, but certainly worth pursuing.
Clearly as effective as the more traditional dieting approaches that a lot of bodybuilders use, where they eat, you know, the same type of a meal, same macronutrient ratio meal, 6, 7, 8 times a day. He didn't suffer from focusing his. In fact, he, in my opinion, he did sort of a micro cycling approach.
Yep.
You know, and I think that's wise because I also think that there's a lot of evidence that the body adjusts the metabolism through hormonal cascades and such. as the day wears on, as nightfall begins to encroach, and these hormones are designed to be more thrifty at night.
Correct.
Because when we look back at our genetic makeup, this is when we usually went into the cave, because don't forget, I've said it before, we were not predator back then. We didn't have Arnold Schwarzenegger yet. We were still prey. And we went into the cave, and, you know, getting hungry and venturing out could have meant, you know, a life or death decision. So I think the body adjusted itself that way. So I think there is a lot of merit. And it's in fact, it's something that I used to subscribe to that I haven't been. But, you know, tapering the amount of intake. If you get that requisite 30 grams of a high leucine content protein with those final meals and maybe some veggies, you will still flip those anabolic switches that will conserve muscle throughout the night. So you may not have gains, but your losses will not be net either.
Right.
So, yeah, I think it makes perfect sense. Rob, good. I'm sorry.
His final question, Carl, was about silk amino acids. Are they worth trying out or bunk? While the results I've seen in the preliminary studies are intriguing, I'm still a long way off from being convinced. The results.
What are silk amino acids? I've not heard of
them. Silk amino acids, as I understand it, are manufactured from a different source, if you will. I'm guessing silk. versus what some manufacturers claim, amino acids are manufactured from hair. I've heard that claim, too.
Really?
Whether or not that's true, I don't know. What I do know is this.
I always thought they came from soy.
I'm going to have a hard, hard time believing this until I see a lot more, you know, studies pointing to dramatically better effects. Why? For a very simple reason. I just got done looking at one study where 6 grams of essential amino acids taken pre-workout boosted protein synthesis by nearly 600%. All right, they weren't using silk amino acids. The data on branched-chain amino acids is even more compelling, and those studies likewise didn't use silk amino acids either. It's the test of time is the ultimate arbiter. I'm not saying it's bunk yet. All I'm saying is let's be a lot more scrutinizing. Let's watch this unfold over the next year or two.
But wait a minute, Rob. An amino acid is as reduced as you can get. In other words, what I'm saying is an amino acid like L-arginine loses all of the attributes of the source of protein it was derived from once it's broken down. It's the smallest building block of a protein. So I don't see why, if it came from animal or plant, it would even matter. You don't know. It's almost like saying testosterone, the molecule of testosterone that's derived from this source versus that source. Once it's testosterone, it's reduced to the lowest common denominator molecularly. It loses all of the attributes of its origin.
Yeah, in theory, you're right. If you had a microscope, two microscopes side by side, and L-arginine from silk and L-arginine from another source, they should be the same molecular weight, right? The same molecular.
They look
structure.
Exactly the same. You can't tell the difference.
Right.
So I don't know that I believe that the source, but maybe I'm wrong. I mean, obviously, I've been wrong before, and I'm sure I'll be wrong again. Hey,
right.
Rob, let's go ahead and plug the book. If you want to learn more about the blueprint. For those of you out there who train other athletes or are just training yourself, go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad. And do it soon, because Rob is adding to the book and it's actually going up in price. Those people who buy it now still get the addendums, right? Is that how it works?
Yeah. And there's a lot of new information that I'm working on. And as you heard, you know, earlier in the interview, Gareth and some very, very high-level athletes that are going on to Division I football programs are just blowing the doors off.
Using the blueprint program.
Yeah. And it's worth noting that Gareth took a big toe in the water approach, because he has clearly a great reputation to lose. I guess what I'm saying is you needn't necessarily run the entire blueprint. He just took a portion of it out.
Right.
He just took a very small portion of it out and gave it to five of his guys, and boom. And now he's expanding upon that. So, you know, the same flexibility is there for new people who invest in the blueprint.
Right. Listen, Rob, thanks for being on, and we'll see you Thursday for the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy, when we're also joined by super strong coach Wade Johnson. Okay?
Thanks for having me, Carl.
Thanks for being on. All right, stay tuned. When we come back, we will have Dr. Jared Skowron on. Lots of good things to talk about with him. We'll be right back.
You already know how great the Testa 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testa 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testa 100 patch today. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more. The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Phytogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murapuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works any time. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains. Bridge.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the AgeForce Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit AgeForce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My next guest, Dr. Jared Skowron. How you doing, Dr. Skowron?
Fantastic, Carl. Good to be on the show again.
Fantastic. And you are a fan favorite. We always get emails from people saying, when will you have Dr. Skowron back on? We always learn so much from him. Okay.
Well, that's good. It's good. It's good to see Facebook already erupting before the show.
You know, before we get into the topic of discussion, which is going to be supplements and vitamins, help parents choose the right supplements and vitamins for their children. Can't neglect the news about the never-ending amount of arsenic that young children are being fed in one way or another. Now it's in baby food, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, and it's actually the brown rice syrup that you use in certain baby foods. And you know, the healthier infant formulas are trying to get away from corn syrup, which we all hate, and they're using brown rice syrup. But unfortunately, whoever processes that rice syrup, there's arsenic in it. And so everybody, whether you're looking at your granola bars or your baby formulas, you've got to look for that brown rice syrup. And it's, I mean, it's in our health food stores. It's in our supermarkets. We use it as an alternative sweetener, but it's got arsenic.
Isn't the arsenic residual from pesticides being used on those crops? You know what I was shocked to find out, Dr. Scarron, that in this country, in order to have certified organic, the ground, the land that the organic produce is grown on need only be free of pesticide utilization for 3 years from the date that the crop is to be harvested. So it's even less than 3 years if you think about if it takes 5 months for a crop to grow. That's not enough time for hundreds of tons of pesticides over the course of decades to just disappear from the earth, is it?
No, it's not. And where's it going to go? I mean, you know, just because you bury something doesn't mean it disappears. It's like all our landfills. We bury it, but it's still right there.
Well, I know what the FDA would say. They would say it's going to wash through, which is code for we shall wash it through our livers.
Yeah,
that's what they said about the fungicide in orange juice. Well, we're not going to make them get rid of millions of dollars worth of orange juice. We're just going to let it wash through, which means that people will drink it and it will wash through our livers.
Well, yeah. And you know, where does it wash to? I mean, yes, some of it will wash away, but it washes into your aquifer. So it's going to come right out of your tap. And it's not like your town water system is trying to get rid of that stuff or even testing for that stuff.
Is this organic or is this synthetic arsenic to your knowledge? Or does it matter?
That's really one of what I want to talk to your listeners about, the difference between good and bad arsenic, because arsenic is a part of the planet. It's a part of the earth. If, you know, any fruit or vegetable that grows in the ground is going to take the minerals that are there. And one of those minerals is arsenic. But there's a good arsenic, which is called organic arsenic. And that doesn't hurt you. You know, it goes right through you. There's no problems with it. But when you take arsenic and you change it and you start to utilize it for industry and pesticides and for electronics, et cetera, it becomes toxic to our bodies and toxic to our brain, and that's what we call inorganic arsenic.
And that is what's coming up in all this stuff, right? That's the problem.
That's the problem. This inorganic arsenic, which is toxic, it hits our brains and it causes a lot of neurological problems.
And in fact, the methylation pathway, which is responsible for helping rid the body of things like mercury and arsenic, is incapable of dealing with inorganic arsenic. Is that not correct?
Yeah, it's very difficult to get rid of. I mean, I've got so many kids in my practice, and we test every kid, whether they come in for ADD or sensory issues or autism or PDD, we test them for inorganic arsenic because it's there. And if it's there, we got to put them on the detox program to get rid of it.
Now, I mean, there are a lot of people out there. Look, I know that within the medical orthodoxy, when my sister was sick and we started searching for alternative health, her primary physician, some of them, very high-level physicians at Cornell University, poo-pooed this idea that, you know, organic, inorganic, arsenic, that's not your problem. When you do a detox approach and you do get these arsenic levels down, how long does it take once the assault is minimized for the person to start to see the benefits of reduced arsenic in the body?
You know, it really depends on how toxic they are, but it's a period of weeks to months. So like you said, you got to get rid of the bad stuff, number one. And number two, you got to start then increasing repair. So all the supplements that you're aware of, like the fish oils and the glutathione and the alpha lipoic acid, whatever you can do to repair the damage is what's going to help the body, especially the brain, work better. You know, and I use the metaphor of like an electrical cord. We've all got electrical cords, but nobody gets electrocuted because it's covered in rubber and it insulates and protects, just like our neurons are covered in myelin, which is right. This fat that helps the electricity be conducted. But it's that myelin that's damaged by the arsenic, and that's how it affects the brain.
Really? So arsenic can actually cause demyelination, which would lead to things like neuropathies.
Exactly.
Holy mackerel. I didn't realize that. Okay. So.
Yeah, any of our heavy metals, you know, any of these toxins, whether it's arsenic or pesticides or whatever, if they damage the myelin, they're damaging electrical conduction.
Okay, so now let's talk, let's segue into vitamins and supplements, because obviously in a growing body, a body that's growing so rapidly, as does occur from birth until about the age of 14 or 15 years old, it appears to me that this is when supplementation is most critical, and supplements specifically that will increase detoxification pathways like the methylation pathway, which we know are B vitamins predominantly. What a parent should parents just turn to the gummy bears, the Flintstone vitamins and feel that they have done their job, or are they derelict of their duties by stopping there and saying that, oh, well, my child eats a good, well-rounded diet, so this is enough?
Yeah, you know, the marketing's tough because, you know, like you said, you got the Flintstones and the gummy bears on the shelf, but it's the bare bones minimum. And I really blame this bare bone minimum multivitamin approach based on the RDA.
And let's do that for people who aren't clear about what the RDA is. The RDA is the recommended daily allowance by the American government that says that this is the minimum to sustain life, to maintain a heartbeat, not die. But this is not the amount that you will thrive on, correct?
Yeah, well, exactly. And the metaphor I use for people is when you've got your car and you go to the gas station, do you fill up the tank? Or do you just give yourself enough gas to get to the next gas station? And of course you fill up your tank because you want to be able to drive for a long time. It's the exact same thing with vitamins. That 100% RDA is just enough to get you to the next gas station. It's just enough vitamin C so that you don't get scurvy. But obviously you want enough to be healthy. So we've got to go above and beyond that RDA, but still be within a safe range for each nutrient. And those Flintstones and gummy bears just aren't enough.
Okay. To drive this point home, I was told the story about how they came up with the minimum daily, the recommended daily allowance for vitamin E, exclusively the tocopherol form of it. And I was shocked when I heard this story. And I don't know if you're familiar with this or not, but what they did was they took pregnant rats and deprived them of vitamin E in their diet. And what happens is the mother will reabsorb the fetus because she's not strong enough or doesn't have the building blocks to build a baby. So the fetus is reabsorbed. And then they slowly introduced enough vitamin A into the diet until the fetus was no longer reabsorbed. Have you ever heard that?
I haven't, but it sounds like normal research. So I wouldn't be surprised if that's how they discovered these
things. So when you talk about the minimums that are required, these are the absolute minimums to just sustain one life, and that's it. This is not to rebuild anything. This is not to repair anything. This is not to thrive. This is not to have a better physical and biological status. This is just to keep breathing and keep the pulse going. And this is what the government stands on when they say that those of us who take high doses of vitamin B and vitamin C, that we're reckless. I think it's reckless to adhere to the RDA.
It really is, you know, and it's the marketing of total cereal. Hey, you get 100% and nobody wants to go over 100%. But like you said, it's the bare minimum.
Okay. We have to take
and some people don't even get that.
Yeah. And that's why I wanted to tell that story. The fetus is reabsorbed until they get that magic one IU or milligram more. And the fetus is no longer reabsorbed. By the way, the fetuses were born dead in those rats, if that tells you anything. So while they weren't reabsorbed, and they reached the magic spot for vitamin E, it wasn't enough to build the baby completely. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the vitamins and supplements you should be considering. If you want to learn more about Dr. Jared Skaron, his book is 100 Natural Remedies for Your Child, The Complete Guide to Safe, Effective Treatment for His Childhood's Most Common Ailments. You can find it on Amazon.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SH Radio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart-healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent
you. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones. And Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried. Because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Jared Skarin. Going to try to get to the bottom of what parents should be doing with their children in the way of supplementation. Okay. Dr. Skarin, where do parents start? Should they look for a multiple? And if so, what is a good go-to multiple for a parent to look at? And does it, well, and by the way, does it vary by the child's age also should be asked?
Yes, it varies by the child's age, what nutrients they need more of, because at different times of life, you've got different growths of different body parts. You got growths of the brain in the beginning of life, and then you hit puberty and you get all this bone and muscle growth and hormone growth. So everything changes based on early toddler age versus, you know, 4 to 8, and then you hit your preteens and your teens. So everything's a little different, but the place to start is to get tested. You know, go to your naturopathic physician, go to your alternative doctor and say, hey, I want to know what my levels are. Where are my vitamins at? Where are my minerals at? Where's my protein and aminos at? Because you can get all that testing done and covered by insurance.
Right. Really, the insurance will cover that.
Yeah, we do it every day.
Wow. That's amazing.
And we do it with your normal labs. I mean, whatever, you know, whatever conventional lab you've got in your town, they all do this stuff.
Now, is it adequate to just do blood serum levels, or is it important to do, like with certain things like, let's say iron, you want what is actually attached to the hemoglobin, right? Or the red blood cell or something like that, right?
Yeah, there's lots of different tests, and some tests are better than other tests. When it comes to minerals, I like looking inside the blood cell, because most of the time when you do mineral tests or like a chem screen and you get your calcium and magnesium and such, that's just what's floating around in the blood. But that's not where the body wants things. The body wants things in the cells where you can use them.
Right.
So you can actually look in your red blood cells and find the different minerals inside there. And it's a much, much better test. Or like iron you brought up, you're also going to want to check your storage of iron. So there's a test called ferritin that takes a look at your storage form of iron, which is a lot better because it's the part of the body that's going to change first if you're deficient.
Okay. Vitamin A and vitamin D. And obviously K2, you can't forget about that when talking about these other two. How important are these for the growing bodies of children?
Extremely important, you know, especially when you have vitamin K's influence in building bones. You know, and I see a fair number of kids where parents bring them in and say, hey, I'm worried about their height because they're not as tall as their peers or they're not as tall on the growth chart. And if mom and dad are tall, then the kids should be pretty tall too. So, you know, you want to take a look at everything. And then, you know, the whole K1, K2, MenaQ7, you know, you want to make sure that you're taking the best forms of vitamins. So you go to your health food store and there's going to be good forms and there's going to be bad forms. And, you know, the first thing you can look at is cost because you're going to get what you pay for.
Yeah. Okay. So is there a go-to multiple in your opinion, or is a multiple the wrong way to go for anybody?
I think, well, obviously, we want to get as much as we can in our food, but that's tough because not all food is good. And it's also tough because you've got kids' compliance issues and what they want to eat. You know, you got kids who just want to eat their chicken nuggets and mac and cheese, and you're really not going to get any nutrients in there. And even the added nutrients that you have in grain products, a handful of B vitamins, they're the wrong forms or you don't have enough. So, you know, what I would do is I would try to go to a health food store. And while there are good brands out there, you want to at least get something. So look for, you know, or talk to the people in the health food store who might say, you know, this is a higher quality brand. You want to take a look at dosages. You want to get things that are higher dose because exactly, you know, the RDA isn't enough. So get in there and find something that's a little bit more expensive. It's got higher dosing and, you know, ask around for high quality companies.
I got to tell you, VitaCost has a variety of really, really good multiple vitamins. I haven't looked at their children's vitamins, but I've been really impressed with some of the vitamins that they have. And I have to believe that VitaCost probably has something decent, and they're very inexpensive. So you start off with, let's say, a multiple. Then what are the vitamins that you want to then maybe supplement with a little bit more than it's found in most multiples?
Well, again, you first take a look at the testing. So whatever's low in the testing, we're going to add. In general, I think a couple of the ones that are lower in kids, first off are the B vitamins. Because, you know, we're going to get most of our B vitamins from different vegetables or from nuts. And when you look at fortified grain products, and you take the average kid who doesn't have a great diet, they're going to eat lots of grain products. They have fortification of only a handful of the B vitamins. They're not going to have they're not going to have B12. They're not going to have B6. They're not going to have pantothenate. So you need to get these into the body because the fortified grains only have thiamine and riboflavin and niacin and folate. So you're missing the other vitamins to make your brains work. And that's why so many kids have ADD because they're just B vitamin deficient.
Well, and you talk about the brain. I mean, I have to believe that it's critical to have, omega-3 fatty acids in high amounts in a child's diet because the brain is growing, or am I off base on that?
Oh, no, exactly. That's another one of the common ones that's missing, because how many good fat foods are we eating? How many fresh fish is our child eating? How much avocados? How many nuts and seeds is our child eating? It's not that much. And we're not passing down good healthy fats. I mean, where does the brain grow? It grows within mom. And if mom has bad fats, then the kid's brain's going to be made of bad fats. And I was talking to a researcher, Richard Lord, who works a lot with autism and ADD. And he calls us the third Skippy generation. Because for three generations, we've been eating trans fat, Skippy peanut butter, or some other kind of peanut butter is a huge protein source. And our other protein sources have bad fats, and we're just developing it in our community, in our society, in our brains.
Yeah, yeah. And then lastly, I actually know people who put their 13 and 12-year-old daughter on a statin drug because a doctor said that her cholesterol levels were high. I have to believe that children's cholesterol levels should be high. What are your thoughts on that?
I would take each case individually. I mean, if the child is 300 pounds, you know, and has a horrible diet, then maybe his cholesterol is a little too high. And I've seen some kids with cholesterol and atherosclerotic plaque issues, but that's the one in a million. You know, if you've got a kid who's a healthy weight and there's no history of heart disease, then, you know, they do need good cholesterol levels, especially when it comes to hormone production, especially when it comes to vitamin D production. And at that age, you're going to get fluctuations. In fact, I had a young guy. He wasn't a child, but he was in his 20s. And the lab was wrong. The lab said his cholesterol was 800. And everybody freaked out. So he goes back to the lab and has it redone and says, you know what, now it's 900. But, you know, and he went on a bunch of meds, but it turns out that that lab's machine was broken. And when he went to a different lab, his cholesterol was back at 205 again.
Wow. So labs do get it wrong.
Oh, yeah, they get it wrong. I mean, we all make mistakes, you know. But if we're judging, you know, if we're making huge medical choices based on a mistake, which can happen, you know, we can go down the wrong road. You know, we've got to do due diligence in investigating things. But you're right. At certain times, especially around puberty, cholesterol should be a little higher in kids.
Yeah, because it's a building block. And it's not only a building block for cells, but for hormones as well. So really,
people don't know that cholesterol is in every cell membrane.
Yeah. So really, you're the way you feel about it is it all begins with testing. You really can't say this is what you should be giving your child without testing. But people are so reluctant to test, aren't they? I mean, people would be willing to go out and spend hundreds of dollars a month in vitamins and blindly supplement without spending $100 on testing and saving themselves maybe $50 a month on taking vitamins they don't need.
Well, exactly. Or taking too much, you know, and with the vitamin D craze that's been going on for the past few years, I've seen people who are toxic and you don't want to get toxic in vitamins. Now it's hard. I mean, you got to take a lot of vitamins to do it, but how do you know? How do you know unless you're checking? I had a kid who was getting B12 shots and, he was toxic in B12 and he started getting neuropathy because of B12 toxicity.
Really?
Yeah.
Where did the neuropathy show up first?
In his legs.
Really?
In his feet. Yep. And then it came in his hands. But mom and dad were giving 10 milligrams of B12 IM a day.
How many IUs is 10 milligrams?
I'm not sure, but B12 is given in milligrams. Well, it's actually given in micrograms.
Micrograms.
Like the RDA
I'm sorry.
Is 2 micrograms.
Oh, so they were doing B12. I'm sorry. I thought you said vitamin D. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, sorry. Yeah. B12. Yeah, B12 will cause neuropathy.
Especially the cyanoform.
Megadosis.
Especially the cyanoform because it's attached to cyanide, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. And that's what I want people to look at when they get their vitamins. You got to know the good forms and the cheap forms. And you got to use methylcobalamin instead of cyanocobalamin. And you got to use P5P. And you've got to use, you know, their magnesium oxide. That's milk and magnesia. It runs right through you. You're not even going to absorb it.
Yeah.
So you got to get the mag citrate or the mag malate or the mag glycinate, and you got to know your forms.
You know, there's an onrush now of a new form of cobalamin, and it's the naturally occurring form found in the liver called hydroxycobalamin. Do you have any opinions on that?
I don't. But I mean, the more natural the form, the better. But you know what's interesting? I was lecturing in Seattle this past weekend, and we were talking about methylfolate. Since we're on the discussion of methylation,
right.
And so many people have a genetic mutation. They can't methylate folate very well. And this leads to anxiety and depression and heart disease and cancer. And you can take methylfolate as a supplement. But one of the people in the audience asked me the question and said, what if we ate more fermented foods? And what if the bacteria can methylate these things for us? And then we start to eat things and we're getting methylated vitamins because of the fermentation process.
And is that correct?
I don't know, but it opened my mind up to thinking about that.
I know. I was thinking that, wow, that really sounds interesting.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't know if it's natural and the hydroxy's better or, you know, when we ate all foods fermented, you know, did the methylation happen by the bacteria?
Yeah, that's interesting. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to ask you to weigh in on something. You remember the girls in New York that suspiciously all started having these tics?
Yes, exactly.
I mean, when I say tics, I don't mean the kind of tics that suck your blood. I mean, they were having like these, almost, what do they call that?
Like Tourette's.
Tourette's syndrome, right. And the media and the medical orthodoxy came out and said that this was some sort of mass hysteria taking place, which I think that's hysterical that they said that. But they really stood hard on that oh no, these girls are susceptible to suggestion and that's why they're doing this. You have some opinions on this, don't you?
I got some strong opinions on it. Okay. I want to tell your viewers.
Okay, so stay tuned. When we come back, we'll pick it up with Dr. Jared Skaron. You can learn more about him by going to Amazon.com and buying the book, 100 Natural Remedies for Your Child. Every parent should have this book. We'll be right back. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the AGE4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at USCellWellness.com. USCell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at USCellWellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Talking this hour with Dr. Jared Skaron. Many of you may remember in the news recently, news about some girls on the East Coast who were suffering from Tourette's-like syndrome, tics, uncontrollable movement in the head and arms. The media played it down as some form of hysteria that these girls were all acting out or subconsciously being programmed to act out. No one wanted to admit that there was something going on here. And suspiciously, we don't hear anything about it anymore, by the way. You notice that, Dr. Scarron?
I do, because it's going away. And that's what happens with the condition that it actually is. You know, and these girls, they were all from the same school, and they were preteen. And the doctor who originally diagnosed them, as happens with some rural doctors, wasn't aware of new or wasn't aware of rare conditions. And so he said it was, like you said, mass hysteria. They're doing too much Facebook. They're tweeting too much. And, but these girls had to drop out of school, and it was really serious because they would just, you know, sit in their chair and start to flail.
This is reminiscent of, our grandparents. When rock and roll first came around, and they said, you know, rock and roll was causing kids to, be possessed by the devil and all. I mean, this, when I heard them say this was mass hysteria and nothing more than that, I really felt like I had gone back into the 1800s where they were saying, you know, this was they were being consumed by demons or something. It's like, are you kidding me? Do you really think that these kids are all acting this out? Are the masses stupid enough to just go, oh, that makes sense?
Some people are either just going to agree, said, hey, that's what the doctor said, or don't know what else it could be, which is why I want to talk about it, to tell your listeners some warning signs to look for, because this can happen to any preteen person. It normally happens to girls, but it can happen to anybody preteen.
Okay, and did it have anything to do with the HPV vaccine?
No, it did not. Now, okay. I don't like the HPV vaccine anyway, but it doesn't have to do with that.
That's the first thing I asked. I was wondering, like, I wonder if they all got the HPV vaccine.
Yeah, well, it's not a good thing to get, but, you can even go back into medieval, paintings and see pictures of this condition. There's three names for this condition. The name back in the day is called St. Vitus Dance.
Dance,
V-I-T-U-S.
Right. It was mistaken for Parkinson's disease back then. St. Vitus Dance. That's right.
Exactly. And then they retermed it Sydenham's chorea. But what it actually is and what they call it now, and these girls luckily went to New York City and talked to a special neurologist who specializes in these things, and they got the correct diagnosis, which is called PANDAS.
P-A-N-D-S?
PANDAS, like the animal.
Okay.
It's an acronym that stands for Pediatric Autoimmune Neuropsychiatric Disorders Associated with Streptococcal Infections.
No kidding. We just talked about this yesterday when we did the show on methylation.
Oh, that's fantastic. What did you guys talk about?
Well, we talked about how streptococcus can actually affect the nervous system in these ways, and it kind of hides, it can recede and come back out, and that the methylation pathways are critical for sending it back into remission.
Well, you got to have all these girls on methyl groups, because what happens is all the girls, and remember, they're from the same school, a strain of strep throat went around in the school. And these girls were uniquely susceptible because when their bodies attacked the strep bacteria, they created antibodies to kill off the strep throat. But there's something called molecular mimicry, where the strep bacteria is the same protein structure of those girls' brains. And so those girls' antibodies started attacking their brains after it killed off the strep.
And this is what, and we talked about this yesterday too, about how autoimmune disorders work. Basically, real organisms and systems in the body are innocent bystanders as the body goes after these metabolites in the bloodstream that happen to look like thyroid tissue or kidney tissue. And so while it's trying to destroy the insult, it also destroys the system that happens to look like it.
Exactly. You know, and we're familiar how this happens in the heart. You know, people who have mitral valve prolapse, it's usually because after the body attacks the strep, it attacks the mitral valves. It can also attack the kidneys later. I mean, we've got lab tests to look for the body responding to these kind of strep reactions. You know, the lab test anti-streptolysin O, the lab test DNase B, and that's exactly what happened to these girls. So, you know, you really, parents have to be aware of what the symptoms look like. So they don't get diagnosed with Facebookitis, but they get diagnosed properly and treated properly.
So why hasn't the media come forth and reported, hey, we found, you know, because that would be a great story. Hey, guess what? Those girls are all better now. Here's what it was. Why is the media spreading this word so that parents are aware of this sort of thing?
I don't know. You know, I saw it in USA Today last week. That the girls went to the new neurologist in New York City and got the PANDAS diagnosis, and they're recovering like everybody recovers from PANDAS. I don't know why mainstream media besides the paper I read hasn't talked about it.
Because it seems to me that they made, you know, I mean, it was on every morning, every afternoon, every evening, showing these poor girls twitching to death and saying that it's nothing but hysteria. You would think that they would want to spread the good news that these girls are better, but more importantly, tell parents what to watch for. It's almost like if it's not bad news, they just don't want to carry it.
Well, you know how our media works. Our media likes to scare people, so they'll, you know, go do things to protect themselves.
Amazing. So this is something that just runs its course, or is there something that you, a parent can do or a person can do to help to speed the process of resolution?
Well, two major things. First thing is to know the symptoms and get properly diagnosed.
What are the obviously that. The symptoms? That's okay. The symptoms obviously follow a bout of strep throat, right?
Exactly. So somebody has strep throat, and then a couple weeks later, they start having what looks like these flailing tics. You know, they start to shake their head or move their arms or body uncontrollably, and it starts to get worse. And then it gets a little better. Then it gets a little worse. And then after a couple months, it goes away. So you can get tested after your strep throat and you start having these tics. And the other thing, the treatment thing to do is anything that's anti-inflammatory, because remember, it's the antibodies that are attacking the brain. So if we can encourage anti-inflammatory therapies like fish oil and quercetin and such,
right,
you're going to start to improve faster.
Now, is this something that can actually reemerge later on in life if restimulated?
Anytime you get another strep infection, it can come back. And so
wow.
People will, you know, will be in remission for a year. Then they'll get another bout of strep throat, and then the tics will come back.
Now, strep is a virus, correct?
Bacteria, yeah.
It's a bacterial virus, correct? Or no, am I wrong? It's not a virus. It's just a bacteria.
Just a bacteria.
Okay. We know about vitamin A's ability to help with dealing with viruses. Are there any vitamins that are beneficial for someone who's had strep to maybe limit the possibilities of them getting it again?
You know, I really like different herbs and foods to kill off strep. My favorite food is garlic and onions.
Yeah.
I mean, the antimicrobial properties that garlic and onions have are fantastic, and you can kill off almost any bacterial infection with those. And in fact, just general essential amino acids as well. I had a case of a 60-year-old lady who had a MRSA infection inside of her knee after she had knee replacement surgery.
Right, right.
She was on about 5 or 6 antibiotics, the strongest right. ones you can imagine.
Yeah, vancomycin, stuff like that.
Yeah, it's not controlled. They were telling the lady she's going to have her leg cut off. All I gave her was just essential amino acid blends, and it recovered completely within a month. She's off all of her antibiotics.
Really? Now, I understand how things like coconut oil and garlic and even raw, unfiltered, unpasteurized honey has antimicrobial potential as well. How does the amino acids work to ameliorate this situation?
Well, the amino acids are what's creating your antibodies. I mean, your antibodies are globulins.
Okay.
And so you need protein to create those fighter proteins, and she just didn't have enough. You know,
wow.
And if you've got a kid who doesn't eat protein, and we've got plenty of kids who just eat carbs, they're going to have a defunct immune system because they can't even make globulin.
Yeah. Let's do this. We have to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want to address this whole thing. Since we were talking about vitamins and minerals for children, I'd just like to touch on macronutrients for children, because this is another area where the government weighs in and says all you need is 40, 50, or 60 grams of protein a day. And clearly that is not true. We're talking with Dr. Jared Scarron today. He is the author of the book, 100 Natural Remedies for Your Child. And you can get it by going to Amazon.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Du machst eine Party wie nett von dir.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal patch. Stage 1 releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it, and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage 2 is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com. And clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido, so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Phytogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murabuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPen technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
J.R. Sean Kingston.
You're way too beautiful, girl. That's why it'll never work.
Welcome back
work.
To Superhuman Radio.
Suicidal.
We're talking with Dr. Jared Scarron today. Naturopath extraordinaire. Defender of your children's rights to stay healthy. You know what? Health is not guaranteed in this country. In fact, it's preferred that you're not healthy so that you can support the pharmaceutical agenda and the blurring of the line between commerce and government. So, Dr. Scarron, how do you feel? Well, before we go any further, you want to talk about iodine, correct? Before we move any further, especially for children?
Yeah. You know, we were chatting about, you know, the most common nutrient deficiencies. We talked about the B vitamins and the fish oil, and, you know, a lot of minerals are deficient in a lot of kids. But the one deficiency I think is coming back is iodine deficiency. And it's for a number of reasons. And, you know, and we're mostly familiar that without iodine, you start to get a slow thyroid. You start to get hypothyroid. You know, this was common in the 40s, and that's why after World War II, they start to put iodine in salt. And then all those cases of hypothyroidism went away. Well, they're starting to take the iodine out of salt. And unless you specifically purchase iodized salt, you're going to start to get a slower thyroid. It's going to lead to childhood obesity. The other thing that's on top of that is all the chlorine that's in our water. I mean, anybody who drinks tap water, it's chlorinated to kill the bacteria. And obviously, you don't want E. coli in your water. But that chlorine takes the place of iodine on your thyroid hormone. And now you've got an inactive thyroid hormone that doesn't work. But when you run your lab tests, everything looks fine. So you have a kid who's gaining weight or an adult who's gaining weight. And they say, let's check your thyroid. And the lab tests look fine, but they're not fine. And it's because you've got low iodine.
You know, and it's even worse than that. Fluoridated water. Children are given fluoride kits from their dentist because they want them to use fluoridation to protect their teeth. This is another halogen that competes with iodine. You've got additives in wheat flour, like bromide and so on. These are all competitive with iodine at the thyroid. So you're right. This is we've done so many shows about the fact that there is subclinical hypothyroidism rampant in this country today, which is just one portion of the problem that is leading to obesity. There's no doubt about it. And by having adequate amounts of iodine displaces those halogens from getting into the thyroid, right?
Yeah, they do. You know, they're all fighting for the same space. I mean, it's king of the hill on the benzene rings of the thyroid hormone. And any halogen, I mean, you named it, you know, the bromine in the yeast, the fluoride that's in our water. I mean, here in Connecticut where I practice, we got fluorine in our water. And, you know, everybody's fighting for that one place. But again, you can test your iodine levels. You can even test your iodine and your fluoride and your bromide and your chloride levels to, you know, see what you need to do. But you give the iodine and it works.
Okay. So what is the preferred form of iodine? Is kelp, tablets adequate, or should people be taking, potassium iodide? What do you like?
Well, I like the kelp. You know, anywhere you can get it natural, I think is fantastic. The kind that's best, but you can rarely find it, is actually sodium iodine. And they were putting it through clinical drug trials to help with breast cysts because, you know, many breast cysts or fibrocystic breasts are caused because of a lack of iodine. And it made it through the second phase, the three phases, made it through the second phase, but it didn't get past phase three. So somebody has a patent on it. But if you can get sodium iodine, it's better than the potassium iodide that's so common.
I wonder why that is. What makes it better? Is it just more biologically available, or?
I think I'm not sure, but I think it has to do with the absorption of it. Or, I don't know, but it's great, and somebody still owns a patent on that because they don't want to sell it off because they thought they were going to go drug with it. But it's great.
You know, their potassium iodide tablets, K1 tablets, I think they're called, come in fairly large doses. These are typically designed to protect the thyroid in the event of nuclear fallout, correct?
Yeah. And, you know, dosing, again, we look at the RDA again. 150 micrograms is the RDA. But our body uses 12 milligrams or 12,000 micrograms every day.
Does it really?
Yeah.
So, okay, with that being said, so then taking a couple milligrams a day of iodine is not reckless then?
You need 12 minimum.
So, okay, I was told one time by Crispin Sullivan that taking milligrams of iodine a day will actually destroy the thyroid. Have you found this to be true?
Well, that's what they use when you've got an overactive thyroid like Graves' disease. The pharmaceutical treatment of it is mega dosing with iodine.
Right, that's Lugol's.
You're going to need hundreds of milligrams.
Right, that's Lugol's solution, correct? That they use?
Yeah.
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 Okay.
I mean, you're going to need hundreds and hundreds of milligrams. And yeah, you know, it can get toxic, like anything can get toxic. So we need to figure out where that middle of the road is. And I've seen people use up to 50 milligrams a day, 5-0, perfectly fine.
For long periods of time or just for a short, like bolus approach to getting it up at right levels?
I'd say 2-3 years.
Okay. Next question. Do you believe that painting a 1-inch square patch of iodine using a tincture of iodine that's usually used as an antiseptic for cuts on the upper chest is adequate to replenish iodine levels? I once read many, many, many years ago that if you paint a 1-inch square patch of iodine on your chest, and your body absorbs it, then you needed more than that, and you keep doing that until the body doesn't absorb it. I suspect that it rubs off under your shirt, and it's not absorbing it. What do you think about it? Have you heard this, and what do you think about it?
Yeah, I've seen it done. We absorb stuff through our skin. You know, that's why we got nicotine patches and everything else. You know? So you can get it in your body by doing it that way. I would even love to compound it. I haven't done this yet, but you can compound it with like a DMPS cream and drive it right through the skin. You can compound anything. We compound herbs and vitamins with DMPS cream and slap it on the skin. I don't know. Like you said, it can easily wipe off. You have to look at people's different thickness of skins. You know, if they live in Arizona and they suntan all the time, you're going to get thicker skin. I don't think anything will replace testing, but it's not a bad way to start.
I'm looking up potassium iodide right now on ChemID Plus just to see what the molecular weight is. I'm just curious if it's under 400 or 500 Dalton. Yeah, it's 165. Potassium iodide is 166 Dalton. So it easily will pass through the stratum corneum of the skin. Easily.
Right.
Probably right. without any penetration enhancer at all at that size, it probably would pass through.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
So I think it's not bad. You know, it's like taking a multi and you don't know what's on the ingredient list rubbed off. You know, you're getting something, but who knows how much. And
okay.
You know,
last question about iodine. If I'm taking 10 milligrams of iodine a day, how long do you think it will take for the iodine to be in position to displace the other halogen that happens to be in the receptor right now, so that I end up with all of those unwanted halogens out of the picture and just iodine in my thyroid? Think that takes months?
It's going to take months, but it's a never-ending battle because you're drinking chlorine in your water and the bromine in your wheat products if you consume those things. So, you know, again, 12 milligrams is what we use on a daily basis. So it's going to take months to switch this stuff over.
Do you take 12 milligrams of iodine a day?
I bolus myself, you know, so I'll take 50 maybe once a week.
Ah. Do you notice a difference since you've been supplementing with iodine?
I do. And it takes a while to notice anything. You know, it's not like you give yourself a B12 shot and you got energy immediately. It's a very long-term thing.
Do you also complement it with adequate amounts of selenium and L-tyrosine to finish that selenoenzyme cascade?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, you know, and it's these groups of nutrients, you know, tyrosine is the amino acid that builds a thyroid hormone. Selenium is necessary to make sure that T4 converts to active T3 rather than reverse T3. So you need to take those cofacting ingredients.
And what do you think a reckless amount of selenium is? I've been eating a couple Brazil nuts a day for some time now because Brazil nuts are high in selenium. Do you subscribe to the idea that as little as 1 milligram of selenium a day is toxic?
Well, you know, unfortunately, the FDA puts out that 400 micrograms of selenium is the upper limit you should have a day.
Right.
But that's going to be, you know, added in supplements. It's not natural food sources. So I think a milligram, especially if you're eating it with food sources, is going to be fine.
Okay. All right. Good. All right, let's go ahead and plug your book again. Dr. Jared Skowron has written a book for all of you out there who have children. You really need this book, 100 Natural Remedies for Your Child. Have you been getting a lot of feedback on the book now, Jared? It's been out since 2011, right?
Yeah, it came out last August, and we were on the Amazon bestseller list in August, September, and October, and people really seem to like it, you know, and I've got a few comments on Amazon from nurses and people around who really find it useful, and that's why I published it. It's, you know, you got 100 different childhood conditions, and you open it up, you got diarrhea, you open a diary, and I've got a list there for you of this is what you need to take natural, this is how much, and the back of the book, we've got a safety interaction guide. So if you're on medications, it says don't take this with this, don't take this with this.
Oh, very cool.
So you're doing things safe and you're doing things right.
And just out of curiosity, and then I'll let you go, is autism spectrum disorder covered in the book to any degree, or that's just way too complicated to put into a chapter or two?
No, we've got a section that's one of the 100s is autism, because, I mean, we've got 1% of our population with autism spectrum now. So every pediatric book better have something on it. But my next book I'm going to write this summer is going to be specifically on autism. And I think it's going to be 100 natural remedies for autism spectrum disorders.
I like that a lot. I like that a lot. All right, Dr. Scarron, thanks for being on Superhuman Radio today, okay?
Thanks, Carl. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. All right, so there you have it. Another show completed. Hope you enjoyed it. We've got more good stuff going on the rest of this week. And, of course, this weekend's this week, Casual Friday, we will give you the update about the Arnold Sports Festival. We met celebrities there. We'll talk all about that on Friday. See you tomorrow.